Know No Evil by Graham Hampton and read by Julie Maisie for Saga Egmont. Prologue. Then. It's gone midnight when we leave the club. The muffled thuds of a techno beat echo down the street. It begins to drizzle. We're wearing our best party gear, short skirts and high heels. We're not dressed for rain. I hurriedly scan the street for a taxi. Bex looks like she's going to throw up. I didn't want the night to end like this. It had started off well enough, both of us celebrating the end of school and our newfound freedom. It had ended with a couple of shaven-headed bouncers asking us politely to leave one of Brixton's dodgier nightclubs. Bex had started a fight with another girl. Inevitably, it had been about something and nothing, but it was enough to get us chucked out the club. I want another drink, Bex says. She sways unsteadily in her stiletto heels and tries to pull the collar of her expensive new leather jacket up around her neck. It's almost cute, and I have to suppress an urge to giggle. I think we should get you home, I say. But Bex is too pissed to listen to reason. Let's go somewhere else, she says. There's a new club just opened near the tube station. It's miles away, I argue. I don't care. I don't care, Bex shouts, attracting disapproving looks from a passing couple. But she revels in the attention. Who's going to buy me a drink? I want a drink. There's a group of teenage lads standing outside the KFC on the corner by the church. They watch us and eat their takeaways with their eyes narrowed and their voices low. A taxi rounds the corner and I wave it down. I don't want to go home, Bex says, tears smearing her mascara. Why do you always behave like you're my mother? The taxi pulls up beside us. I push Bex towards it with one hand and open the door with the other. She isn't going to chuck her guts up, the driver asks, nodding at Bex. He looks pissed off, as though it's already been a long and trying night. No, I lie. She'll be fine. I just need to get her home. Another argument ensues. I'm not going home. I want another drink. Bex pushes me away and ambles down the street in the direction of the watching lads, stumbling in her too high heels, trying to pull her new denim skirt over her bare thighs. She passes the lads amid a cacophony of catcalls and jeering. One of them says something and his mates laugh. Bex pulls a face at them and staggers onwards. A piece of deep-fried chicken hits her on the shoulder, leaving a greasy smear down the back of her cream leather jacket. With my hand still on the taxi door, I have to make a quick decision. I shout, Bex! But she ignores me. The rain is heavy now, icy daggers stinging my face and neck. The taxi driver grumbles. Are you going to get in? If not, close the fucking door and piss off. I climb into the back of the taxi and ask the driver to take me home. As the taxi pulls away, I glance out the rear window, watching as Bex totters into the night. Then the taxi turns into a side street and my best friend disappears from view. The next day, the following article appeared in the London Echo. Bermondsey Ripper's latest victim. The body of an 18-year-old woman was discovered by a dog walker in undergrowth in a park near East Dulwich Station earlier this morning. She'd been beaten and strangled. Police are so far refusing to comment on whether the young woman could be the latest victim of the so-called Bermondsey Ripper, who has been terrorising women in and around South London for the past year. Detective Inspector Ken Walters, who is leading the investigation into the murders, said it was unhelpful to speculate at this early stage. He denied the police were struggling to make progress with the investigation, insisting there had been a number of breakthroughs in recent days. The police have come in for continued criticism over their handling of the Bermondsey Ripper case, which has so far seen six women viciously murdered in and around South London. Chapter 1. Now. Matt Denning reversed his Ford Focus into the narrow space between a Volvo estate and a concrete bollard. He shut the door and locked the car with a double bleep. In front of him, Haggerston Park shimmered in the sticky heat.